This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Brandon Darby is right up there with the folks at Project Veritas. I mean, there's no more hardcore journalist out there than people, obviously, like the folks at Breitbart, Texas, headed up by Brandon Darby, and then, of course, the folks over at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. And you see how they get persecuted, how they get lied about, how people go after you. And I was always a libertarian, but not so much a conservative. So the left would lie about me some, but not as much. When I started backing Trump, I really got the full treatment. And I learned you cannot believe a word they say. In fact, whatever they say, it's the opposite. And it's incredible how they all gang up. But that's a separate issue. Brandon, where do you see all this going with the third world population exploding, socialist governments looting the people like Venezuela, borders collapsing everywhere? There's no way we can take care of all these people like you were saying. So how do we stop this?
Yeah, but see, I think a lot of when we talk about, I mean, a lot of it has to do with our tone. A lot of it has to do with just being a reasonable person and knowing the facts. So if I talk about like the problems internally in our country that come from allowing mass migration on this scale to occur, well, I'm going to appeal to people on the right who care about that issue. But when I start talking about the humanitarian consequences of an unsecured border, when I start talking about the overall impact on the world and on the migrants themselves, well, all of a sudden I start to appeal to people on the left as well. And so I try to talk about both. And most people don't do that. You have the left just talking about the migrants once they get here and what they experience. You have the right just talking about the migrants who are here who commit crimes. But then you have this weird little hybrid thing going on where Breitbart, Texas tells the whole story. And the story is this, the things to focus on, it's like, for instance, up to 70 to 80% of the females from Central America who come to our border are sexually assaulted along the way, sometimes multiple times. That's a big deal. That's not just Breitbart reporting or Alex Jones. That is the United Nations. That is Amnesty International. That we could go down the line. You can Google it, sexual assault of migrants from Central America. And there's a Wikipedia entry that has tons of good literature for you and links for you to check out.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because even the Washington Post has the headline that UNICEF and Amnesty International estimate 80% of women, Central Americans traveling through Mexico to get to the U.S. are raped. And how is that not a huge issue? How is America the bad guys and Trump's the bad guy and 80%? There it is. Huffington Post.
Yep. Huffington Post reports it. And it's not just Breitbart. And so that's what I'm trying to talk about. If we talk about the other 95% of their journey, not just what happens when Border Patrol agents apprehend them, but if we focus on how bad the system is and what we're encouraging, people don't realize that. Like Los Zetas and the Gulf Cartel, factions of those cartels, like the Reynosa faction of the Gulf Cartel, south of McAllen, they make as much or more from illegal immigration as they do from drugs. You know, and so we're fueling, our kindness is fueling the very systems of oppression that people are leaving, fleeing from in the first place. And when you start to talk like that, right, when you don't call them animals, you talk about people just as people, you talk about their reality and the facts of the matter and what we're encouraging with this flow, you start to appeal to a lot more people. And so I think that that's the way that people on the left, not the entire left, but people on the left will start to come around, is I think by talking about the migrants like they're human beings because they are, and talking about the realities of what we're doing and what we're encouraging. What we're encouraging is countries south of our border who will never get better. All of the talent, all of the courage is being sucked out to our country, and it's causing all kinds of problems back home. They need to stay home, and they need to fix their own nation, and we can help them fix their nation where they are. But this is the way that I talk about it. I find a lot of...
Brandon, that's exciting. We know you've got big news at Breitbart, Texas, coming soon. I'm going to break down the huge escalation of martial law and the threat of war in Europe with Russia when we come back. Brandon Darby, thank you so much. We'll be watching your reports at Breitbart, Texas. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the so-called president of Ukraine has declared martial law several hours ago. And when you've studied the geopolitical history of Crimea, of Ukraine, of Russia, and when you've looked at the different angles of it, it is extremely clear exactly what is going on. The president has declared martial law, and the president of Ukraine and he's now saying that he is looking at suspending the elections that are upcoming, that polls show he's set to lose. So you've got Crimea, part of Russia for 500 years. It's where Russia was founded, 550 years or so. You've got Ukraine that historically its eastern part is Russian. Its western part is more Catholic and more allied with Germany and Poland. Now, if you look at the history of World War II, Hitler occupied Ukraine. And then Ukraine fought on the side of the Nazis against Russia. At least the western part did. So there are big beefs between Russian Ukraine that's Orthodox and Western Ukraine that's mainly Catholic. Those are the main fissures. 5 years ago, George Soros and the United Nations and NATO publicly bragged that they overthrew the elected government of Ukraine and actually put an interim government of Nazis that actually Heil Hitler. The interim vice president actually heils Hitler. You can pull it up. Now think about Soros. He went on Fariz Zakaria and said, yes, I am behind overthrowing Ukraine. I did a good job. I got $5 billion State Department money. I did it. Would you like me to pull the clip up? When I helped the Nazis round up people, it was best time of my life. Happy making time. No, I feel nothing bad about it. After all, it's like markets. If I not do it, someone else do it. I mean, these are real quotes. So I could talk for 5 hours just about the history of Crimea, the history of Russia, the history of Ukraine, just because I've studied World War II, World War I, and basic history. Now, if I was Ukrainian or Russian, they'd say, let us really tell you. And they've got two different perspectives. And there's no doubt that Stalin did a lot of brutal stuff to the people in Ukraine and that they used it as a breadbasket. There's no doubt that the Soviets looted the hell out of their own people and their neighbors. And famously, Russian serfs said, you know, the czars took everything but at least left us with our lives. Stalin kills us. But then again, after he sent millions to slave camps and killed millions, there were only folks left that would go along with it. They kind of had their own social score, their own social credit score. Do what you're told or you're dead. So there's beefs on both sides. But make no mistake, Western Ukraine is more allied with Europe, Western Europe, and the Catholic Church. Eastern Ukraine is Orthodox. And if you're a radio listener, I'll try to describe this. For TV viewers, you can see it bigger than Dallas. There is a world map blown up to show Crimea. That is a peninsula of Ukraine, but also a peninsula of Russia with only a tiny little waterway open, kind of like an intercoastal canal in Galveston, where the Russians have built a bridge. Now, Crimea is where you have the genesis story of the Russian Empire and the czars and all of it beginning more than 500 years ago. And Russia has fought more than, you can debate what's a war, what's not a war, but dozens of major conflicts and wars over Crimea because it's such good farmland and it's where Russia began. So it's part of Russia. It's incontrovertible. There's no debating it. It's an absolute fact. And you've got Russia proper only less than a mile away from Crimea. And Crimea is where they have their big gas lines coming out of Russia and coming out of Ukraine and then going to Europe. And it's the port that they have in that major sea. And then you've got this major bay that is where the Russian Navy stays out from the weather. You park the ships in a protected bay. And that's the Sea of Azov. So, you've got the Black Sea, and then you've got the smaller sea where they keep their ships and they keep their main navy for the Black Sea. So imagine, that's basically like their naval pentagon on the Black Sea to project power into Georgia and Romania and Bulgaria and all these other areas. And the Islamists are all trying to invade through there. And so there's 100-year-old treaties and there's 15-year-old treaties from 2003 that say when you come through that strait, the K-E-R-C-H Strait, when you come into Russian-controlled waters for 500-plus years, you have to call ahead, say who you are, what your vessel, your tonnage, what you're carrying. Then a pilot boat from their Coast Guard, just like we do here, and just like England does, and just like South Africa does, and just like China does, comes out and tells you, go on this bearing and follow me. And sometimes they might want to search your cargo, you know, if you're coming in from North Korea. Or maybe Iran, maybe something suspicious. Maybe they're going to say, we're boarding you. And, you know, the Coast Guard, I've been boarded before when we were out in New York City back in like 2005 out on some guy's yacht. The listener brought us out there. And we were driving around the Statue of Liberty at night and up pulled the Coast Guard with their machine guns. They said, we're going to look at you. They kind of checked, said, okay, have a nice night. Don't drink too much. Imagine if they pulled up and said, stop, and went, no, and said, screw you. Well, they would, and then we didn't stop. They'd ram us and board us. If that didn't work, they'd shoot our rudder off. It's standard procedure. That's what happened yesterday, and now martial law has been declared. They're suspending the election, and NATO's talking about a full-blown war with Russia off of this ridiculous, made-up provocation when they tried to sail their attack ships in to the middle of the Russian harbor and more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Still Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing a massive crisis unfold in Ukraine. Yesterday, attack boats with heavily armed men with rocket launchers and heavy machine guns went into the controlled port area controlled by Russia for more than 500 years in a major provocation. Here is some footage of that unfolding when the Russian Coast Guard rams one of the boats that came into the controlled port without authorization. And there's footage of at least three boats heavily armed that came in to the admitted Russia-controlled waters. They have multiple treaties that you have to have authorization to come in, as you do any port, especially a military port. If you did this to a military port in the U.S., there's a good chance you'd get actually attacked with a phalanx minigun, or that you'd actually have your hull fired upon. But the Russians did ram that ship. They did shoot the rudder off several others because they wouldn't stop moving in towards the bridge that the Ukrainian government has said they're going to blow up. But now, the big news is here that the leader of the Ukrainian government has declared martial law and says he may suspend the election. That is the huge takeaway. So there's the image of attack helicopters flying around, fighter jets, and our own media, Fox News, CNN, is the Russians, for no reason, out in international waters in the Black Sea, attacked some ships for no reason. No one knows why. Why the ships always just go through that Kerch Strait out of the Black Sea into the Russian port, and we have no idea where the Russians did this. Meanwhile, the Russians had to put a oil tanker cargo ship in front of the opening to protect the bridge, because you had more attack boats coming up towards the bridge, which the president of Ukraine has said he intends to blow up. Because the Russians have always controlled Crimea, which is a peninsula of Ukraine. It's where Russia started. Russia is right by that and has always had control of Crimea since before Ukraine existed. This is a fact. This is in the history books. This is in the encyclopedia. But if you point this out, you're a Russian agent. You know, if the Russians came over to Western Ukraine and, say, attacked Odessa, which has never been Russian controlled, then I'd say that's wrong. They didn't. It's their port. It's their area. And then here comes these boats who refuse to talk on the radio. By the way, this reportedly went on for an hour. Went up to 10 boats. Only, what, four of them got taken, and 20-something sailors. And here come Ukrainian commandos following their orders to come up to not talk, to come towards the bridge, and then have the Russians freak out for an hour because they wouldn't respond until they got the order, ram them and board them. Let me tell you something. You do that with the Coast Guard, you'd be boarded in 3 minutes flat. by the time they got up. They would start shooting your rudder out from 500 yards away. They would never come up close like the Russians did. This is extremely restrained by the Russians. You pull that with the Coast Guard, your rudder's getting blown off. You know the Coast Guard's blowing ships up every day, right? Drug runners, you name it. I mean, you pull up to British waters like that, they're not even going to shoot your rudder. So this is going to start a new war. We've got the footage of the fighter jets and the helicopters and all the rest of it. Look at that armed boat. It's got like your M60 machine gun right there. M60 style machine guns, three of them right there. Back that up, I'll show you. That's, and imagine when they pull up to these boats, the men all get inside. They're ordered, go out there, drive under the bridge, refuse to answer them, and when they come, hide inside. Now the Russians have no idea what's going on. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard would have shot the rudders off, which they did do to three ships, and not rammed them. They wouldn't even see that minigun on the front of that Russian boat, though. You see, that's exactly what our boats have got of that size in major harbors. They would have sunk that ship in many cases in the United States. They'd shoot the rudder off and the people didn't come out. Why endanger a boarding party? Sink the ship. And then that's what they do. First you warn them, then you shoot the rudder off. If people don't come out with their hands up after about 5 minutes, they then aim at the water line, at the back of the boat or the front of the boat, as to not kill people, but to put a hole in it, and you start sinking the boat. And usually people come out at that point. If they don't come out at that point, you then start shooting more holes in the boat, and you sink it. That standard naval procedure for, again, about 500 years worldwide. You ever been on a cruise ship? You pull up anywhere in the world, out come the harbor boats, out comes the harbor control, because there are ships coming in from the whole world. There could be weapons. There could be smugglers. There could be drugs. There could be kidnapped kids. There could be bioweapons. You don't know. And so you pull up, you say who you are, and they may decide to board you. It's a border. So Ukraine sends a bunch of attack boats into the harbor at the main Russian naval base after the Ukrainian president's been threatening to blow it up, and then the people hide inside because they know the Russians are going to start shooting. And that's exactly what they got. And now they want to start a wider war and ship more weapons in and, quote, take back areas of Ukraine taken by the Russians when it's George Soros and the globalists on record. George Soros is on CNN saying he did it. Overthrowing an elected government, the country goes into civil war. Joe Biden's son is out of college, given control of the Ukrainian gas company, makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year off of it himself, and they start seizing Russian facilities in Crimea, and so the Russian military went in and wiped them out. And there's an ongoing war with 30, 40,000 dead. You hear on the news 10,000, it's way more than that. There's little green men, Russians, all over the eastern part of the country now. And it's getting worse and worse and worse, and there's U.S. advisors and U.S. military now there. And we're on Russia's doorstep, where Russia was started, starting a war with the globalists running our country that want to destroy our country, and the EU's licking its lips to loot Ukraine, implode Ukraine, cut Russia's main export of gas off, which is an act of war. What would we do if four, well, it was actually 10, but the Russians only grabbed four, if 10 Mexican patrol boats with machine guns and rocket launchers pulled into Galveston Harbor and started driving towards the naval base there, what do you think the Coast Guard would do as they drove in for 20 minutes from the 12-mile marker, saying nothing and not responding? Exactly what the Russians did. The Mexicans would do the same thing to us. It's standard procedure. But they think you're all stupid, and they're trying to start a new world war.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
You know, here's an example of how I'm covering news, reading foreign news, U.S. news, you name it.
Cut you down.
The media is reporting that there was a standoff for over an hour when up to 10 different boats tried to go through a waterway out of the Black Sea into a Russian-controlled port under treaty that, again, borders Russia proper. And then the crew pointed out that actually it's reported that the standoffs began 15 hours before. So There were standoffs like an hour apiece with some of the ships, but the whole fiasco started 15 hours. And again, what is this smoke screening for? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, BBC, Sky News. This is getting almost no coverage in the world. I didn't even know about it till earlier it was pointed out. Syria gas attack sparks Russian strikes. The rebels have been caught repeatedly launching chemical attacks and then trying to blame it on the Syrian government. Well, now it's happened again, and the Russians have struck it. You'd think you'd hear about a gas attack, but because the rebels are clearly the ones behind it, no coverage here in the U.S. Russia's carried out airstrikes against Syrian rebels it accuses of launching a chemical attack on the government-held city of Aleppo. Both Syria and its Russian allies say shells carrying toxic gas injured about 100 people late on Saturday. State media showed images of Aleppo residents being treated in hospital after they struggled to breathe. We'll go watch those videos, because in the past the rebels have done real attacks on themselves, but also on areas they hold, but also they've staged them. So who knows? This whole thing is a circus, but is this latest attack obviously so they can suspend the elections coming up and so they can declare martial law in Ukraine, which has now happened? Is it also to cover up this big story? More than 100 hurt in suspected chemical attack on Aleppo. But almost no coverage here in the United States. The reason this is so important is George Soros is funding U.S. Antifa. And George Soros helped overthrow the Soviet Union. You say that's a good thing. But he's kind of the leftist intelligence operative, kind of the figurehead of all this. But when you overthrow the elected government of Ukraine, and when he's promoting basically communism here in America, that's not a good thing. And it now threatens a wider, larger war. And remember, I got sued by the University of Georgetown, which is owned by the Catholic Church. The Vatican sued me and falsely claimed that I said some individual, who I didn't even really know who he was till he sued me, saying that I said he killed the girl that got run over. No, the guy that ran her over killed her. We were pointing out that Antifa is funded by the Soros group on record. That's been in court. The documents are public. That the police stood down. And that the neo-Nazi group, all three leaders, a year before had been Democrats working for Obama, Hillary, one of them's dad, high-level government, leftist, open borders group. Now suddenly, these guys that basically look like the college drama club dressed up in 1930s Nazi outfits are walking around with torches. Now, that's not the same Nazis or, quote, alt-right, as Hillary calls them, from Charlottesville. That's Ukraine. That's the group 5 years ago that overthrew the government, shooting police and others. Actually, Heil Hitler. And it turns out, it's been confirmed, that it's funded by the very same leftist groups. Isn't that funny? So, see, we hit a little too close to home when we pointed out that Soros is caught funding these groups. Hell, he said it on Free Zarkaria on CNN. So it wasn't caught. He said it. And now it's coming out in all sorts of foreign newspapers, you name it, that there were Western white supremacists trained by the same leftist groups over here who were then sent over to Ukraine. So see, all we said was, man, it's crazy how you get a bunch of Antifa and a bunch of leftists all mad. You get them out there, you bring the white supremacist, when clear evidence shows it's actually a cutout group to then project onto Trump and the American people. And then the police make everybody march into a big group. There's a melee, a guy gets scared, drives his car into a woman, she dies, and then all conservatives are blamed to be Nazis and for killing the girl, and then I get sued saying that I'm saying this specific guy killed the woman. I never said that. I never even thought that till I got sued and it said that. But see, being sued now is makes you guilty. You're no longer innocent until proven guilty. Work your mind around that. I'm not saying a camera guy killed a woman. We did point out he worked for the State Department and for Hillary, and you know, it was a bunch of leftists out there covering the melee. Obviously, so that if there was violence, it could be used to, you know, trigger a demonization of the right in general, which is what the left admitted they wanted out of Charlottesville. So here it is. It's out of Consortium News. U.S.-funded neo-Nazis in Ukraine mentor U.S. white supremacist. And that's the neo-Nazis from Ukraine, funded by Soros on record. Short-sighted U.S. foreign policy that backs jihadists in the Middle East and neo-Nazis Ukraine is once again blowing back on the United States, Max Blumenthal explains. Let's try to get him on the show. And this is what we're saying, is that radical groups are getting funded by Soros. And if you look at the three leaders of the white supremacist, new alt-right, whatever they are, that when you look at these people, we've had them on the show. And I'm like, a year ago, before all this, you worked for Obama. You worked for Hillary. Well, yes, but I've changed my mind now, Alex. It's the oldest trick in the book. And then you create a climate, they have the people clash, and out of that, you get the national crisis. And now, it started to come out in lawsuits, it's coming out in court cases, it's coming out in federal filings, and this is incredible. And that doesn't mean every leftist or every photographer, every group out there is involved. The media has a spectacle. You've got a right-wing racist group led by the globalist. You've got the left-wing Antifa led by them. We've got documents where they talk about staging provocations and staging events. That's what they do. And then everybody else shows up from the left and right. There's a big melee. An innocent woman gets killed. And Soros is to blame and the globalists are to blame for creating the climate. It's like you have a chemistry set. You put two things together, you know we're going to explode. The chemicals themselves aren't conscious or guilty. They were just induced to be there, to be put together for there to be an explosion. How do you change the subject from that? And George Soros funding Antifa. Well, he just files a lawsuit to change the subject. That's what they do. And it's another provocation, ladies and gentlemen, to take us off the air by misrepresenting who we are and what we stand for and what we do. Now, I want to get into the Chinese social score and how deep the rabbit hole goes on that when we come back from break. But I do want to just tell listeners here that all the specials you saw last week with Black Friday specials have been extended for at least another 2 days with the store-wide free shipping, 50% off on the supplements, double Patriot points at 5 points, 10 points for your future purchase, 10% off when you sign up for auto ship on things like coffee or X2 or X3 or Supermobile Vitality or anything you're going to want to reorder, DNA Force. This is the biggest, best sale we have ever had, period, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we have a lot of limited edition T-shirts that are really awesome with so many different variants. Some of them will just help you meet like-minded people. Some of them will get you hit in the head with a bike lock in liberal areas because they're so liberal. The point is, choose your own adventure. It's great to spread the word. So, survival gear, super high-quality storable foods, all of it. And the big special, the huge special, on Alexa Pure Pro, the biggest, best gravity filter out there, stainless steel, normally $247. It is now $127. We're getting it at cost from them because they need to move it out for inventory into the year, but there's only a few days left. They're about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great deals. Your purchase makes it all possible. So thanks for the support.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver
Fever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, Paul Watson has put an extremely powerful piece together, really showing you the latest developments on the communist Chinese so-called social score that is really the mark of the beast, total tracking system that if you associate with Christians or Buddhists or gun owners, even in America, you will have your score lowered until you literally starve to death on the side of the road. But meanwhile, the fact that this is being brought in by Google and Facebook and others in America, we first broke this 5 years ago, next year's news today, that's a non-issue. It's all, did Facebook scrape some political data and use it? Their big crime is they were only 90% Democrat slaves. They let Republicans do some of the same stuff. Meanwhile, Google reveals plan to monitor our moods, our movements, and our children's behavior at home when you bring the Google Assistant in. And so is Amazon's Alexa, and so is Facebook's. Precisely what I told you 20 years ago, because I had NSA sources that they were already planning this. But that's not the issue, we're told. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's all what Zuckerberg's done, because there's a hostile takeover by George Soros of Facebook. He's going to drive it down to nothing and take control of it for a political weapon. That's why Trump must act now. Internal documents Facebook has fought to keep private obtained by the UK Parliament. Meanwhile, they're coming out with toilets that monitor everything you do and track how high-tech toilets could soon be tracking your every movement. Yahoo News, AP. That's not a big problem. It's only Facebook did something one-tenth as bad. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson's report.
Nobody does authoritarianism quite like China. By 2020, every citizen will have a social credit score that will go up and down based on their personal behavior. Behavior leading to a deduction in credit will include jaywalking.
You are crossing the road. Stand back. Oh, sounds reasonable.
Driving, smoking on trains. Buying too many video games, buying too much junk food, buying too much alcohol, calling a friend who has a low credit score, merely having a friend online who has a low credit score, hosting fake news online, criticizing the government, visiting unauthorized websites, walking a dog without a leash, letting your dog bark too much. At least in 1984, Winston Smith could take a train to temporarily escape the surveillance state that he labored under. In China, low-ranked citizens will be prevented from taking buses, planes, and trains.
This man's not allowed to travel one inch. And he shows them the app. They use the apps and smartphones to control you.
从重庆到西安。
But in America, they're going to get us to opt in.
And what is it
trending? Won't let him book a train, hotel. It's already here.
Now, where have I seen that before?
That's reserved for members of our Prime Flight program. You got to be a 4.2 or over to qualify.
Oh, I'm a 4.2.
By the way, we broke all this before Black Mirror.
I'm afraid you're actually a 4.183.
But Black Mirror's cool, though. We're not. We're just a platform being totally on target.
Can't you just...
I'm sorry, it won't let me book it without the correct ranking.
6.7 million Chinese people have already been prevented from buying air and train tickets, and the system hasn't even been properly rolled out yet. The punishments for citizens whose credit score sinks too low are limited only by the imagination. Renting a house, getting a loan, booking a hotel, filling up a car with petrol, all will be restricted.
I can't buy property. My child can't go to private school, he says. You feel like you're being controlled by the list all the time.
Good behavior will also be rewarded by green channel benefits, free perks, discounted loans, fast-tracked visa university and job applications, VIP airport access, faster internet speeds. Dating websites are even offering users with high credit scores better visibility on Tinder-style apps. A loyal informant will be well taken care of. And the entire system will be overseen by an estimated 400 million surveillance cameras with facial recognition software.
Cameras record them going through intersections, zero in on their face, and then publicly shake.
And it will eventually encompass real-time geolocation tracking of citizens via their cell phone. Overall credit scores can go up and down in real time based on a person's behavior. But it can also be affected by the people they associate with.
Who starts kiss-offs?
Wasn't a meaningful encounter.
Everyone is a little bit heightened and false because everyone's terrified of being marked down because the consequences of that are unpleasant. So it's basically the world we live in.
And all this will eventually be unified in a centralized database. In the words of the Chinese government, if trust is broken in one place, restrictions are imposed everywhere. They literally say that those deemed untrustworthy will be, quote, unable to move even a single step.
好，我们实现的一个目标就是让守信者通行天下，让失信者寸步难行。
When you ask Chinese people about social credit, most of them say it's great. Gee, I wonder why.
I think it's a good thing, this woman said. It makes people more honest.
我觉得这种东西应该更加多一点。
我倒觉得挺好的。
Could it be because under that very same social credit system, they will be punished?For criticizing the social credit system. But social credit isn't just about behaving yourself. It's about marshalling the behavior of others, the prisoners guarding the other prisoners. The Chinese government just doubled the reward for reporting the illegal publishing of pornography. I'm not going to work today, wrote one potential porn buster on Weibo. I'll look everywhere for materials so I can report anyone who I find disagreeable. There's money to be made in reporting, so what am I doing working myself to death? China already has a spy program to rival the East German Stasi. In one area of Beijing alone, Chaoyang, there are around 120,000 paid informants in operation. Once social credit kicks into high gear, so many more thought criminals will be detected that all those Uyghur Muslims in Chinese re-education camps are going to have a lot more company. The Uyghur minority is already forced to download an app that reports their entire brand and real-time location.
The full report's posted to the front page of Infowars.com. We'll put that on screen so I give you the actual title. And it goes on for about three more minutes. It's very important because then he shows how it's being done here. But here, it's going to be even more arbitrary with SJWs trained by Soros. This is Associated Press deciding what your score is. China's terrifying social credit system. Now, it's already operating in the West. You can override the censors, but we make it easy.Newswars.com has not been put in all the databases as banned and as evil. Most libraries, Boeing Corporation, the Pentagon, Infowars.com is blocked. A lot of Trump's Twitter is blocked as well. There's traitors in the government. But you can go to Newswars.com where this has been posted and share that URL. And we're going to start creating more and more almost URLs of the week where you can share the content and not get the negative social score. That is, people blocking you, demonizing you, attacking you, and get the information out. But there's no doubt where all this is going. It verifies everything we've said. We've been dead on. And that's why we have to be shut down, because we've been proven to be so incredibly accurate. The Bible's been proven to be accurate. It's happening. So I want to thank the listeners for all their support, all their prayers, and what you've done steadfastly to back InfoWars, because I'm proud of what we've done. I'm not starting other websites and other things because I'm ashamed of InfoWars. It's still going to be the big mothership. We're doing this to give you tools for now to get around the system while we fight to have Congress and the president and others move against the real tyranny. The EU and the Democrats aren't going up against Facebook because it's tyrannical. It's because it's not tyrannical enough and they don't fully control it. And it's a red herring distraction from all the real stuff that's going on that's 50 times worse. I'm no fan of Zuckerberg. I'm not defending him. Soros is trying to take it over right now. And they're using some little flimsy thing as the excuse. Soros started paying a year ago to have people that work at Facebook leak them info so they could twist it and spin it. This is an example of what a monster he is, and the consortium he represents, what monsters they are. We're going to go to break. We have a great guest host, Owen Benjamin, always informative, the band comedian. He will be hosting the fourth hour coming up. And please don't forget, Cyber Monday means all of Black Friday specials last week, our biggest sale ever, is extended for just a few more days, free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements and other huge sales and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us. You are our only hope.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.